26-24, Falcons escape yesterday without an offensive touchdown, but they got the job done nonetheless, gentlemen. And I was so happy to see Troy Andersen kind of assert himself, kind of been waiting on that. Sat out most – he missed the entire year last year, didn't he?
No, he played three games.
Three games.
I think maybe week two. Is
I think
when
it was week
hurt.
Two.
And we knew the raw athleticism coming out of Montana State, certainly. Now he's learning the game from the shoulders up and of course makes a big play yesterday. Outruns Chris Olave for that touchdown. I think maybe make Troy Andersen our Taysom Hill. Let's do that. He played quarterback in college. Let's do it. Let's go for it.
That's an old Montana State speed right there. Oh, you think he went to Ohio State? You think you're fast, Olave?
We don't have an update on his – he aggravated that knee and had to leave the game, and JT Bertrand had to come in and sub for him. So.
Yeah, no, there's not an update at this point. I know that he didn't talk to us in postgame, which would – normally tell me that he was getting treatment, Mike. I think you can...
I think that's how it rolls. I mean, it's different with different staffs in different places. But, yeah, I think that's normally probably a pretty good sign that you're talking about.
Because had he talked to us, he would have been the player of the game. Instead, we gave it to Younghoe Koo, who, I don't know, all he did was go out and kick a 58-yard game winner, which probably would have been good from 60.
Yeah.
To your... Rob, I thought that Troy Andersen played extremely well after that interception. It would seem like
kind of galvanized him.
It seemed like it sparked. Like I thought it sparked aggressiveness. Like it just seemed like he all of a sudden just played with his hair, played with a tick faster. His hair was more on fire. I'm not saying he wasn't having a good game before that moment, but I felt like all of a sudden tackles that were being made 3 or 4 yards down the field all of a sudden started being made at the line of scrimmage or right there at it. He had an open field tackle, and I believe it was Alvin Kamara on a little swing, little outlet pass. It was just phenomenally
and credit
done.
To Matthew Judon for deflecting that. Derek Carr tried to go sidearm with it.
Yeah, it was
and
a it screen.
Hit off of Judon's bicep,
it,
I think.
It was a screen play, and he did a great job of getting in the passing lane and getting the ball up.
Yeah, it was weird, too, because I'm watching the game, and it seems like we can't run screen play, the quick screens like that. I don't know what it – I think the offense line's escaping too early or there's no misdirection or whatever it is. Seems like we can't run the quick screens, and it's always frustrating because they do a good job in New Orleans of getting the ball out. But that's one of the things you have to live with if you're going to do it as much as you do is you're going to have to deal with tip passes, and that's one of the things we haven't had when we run our screens. So it's kind of a give and take. I wish that when we got the ball out to Bijan in the flat or Ray or whoever it is that, you know, we could get more chunk yardage. And I'm sure they're working on that and tweaking that, and that'll become a bigger part of this offense. But I'm with you. Credit to Matthew Judon. And really, and I got to say this, and you guys know me before I go any farther, credit to both of these offensive lines who were both dealing with
right.
multiple backups. I don't think the pressure was great on either side. I thought the Falcons guys stepped up in a big way. I thought the Saints did as well. And I thought the offensive lines actually both played relatively well last night, all things considered.
Protection was really good on Kirk Cousins, I think.
I thought so, too. Storm Norton played very, very well and showed himself to be a great option there at right tackle. I think he struggled in the run game. There's no doubt about that. But, man, in pass pro, I thought he did really well. Kirk Cousins had multiple opportunities.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking about the virtues of the pass protection yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see how many attempts we had today, but usually – you know, whenever I felt anything, it was because I was going through a progression longer. So I thought they did a good job. And there was a lot of times where it was kind of one-on-ones across the board where they're rushing five. So I was really pleased. And even the sack fumble today was really me holding on to the ball too long. Jake did a really good job. So I've been very pleased with him.
Yeah, you know, there was multiple times that I noticed this, exactly what Kirk's talking about. And you got to give your tip of the cap to their defensive staff, because I thought it was a great game plan. If you notice and you go back, just go back to when Matthew Bergeron got the hands to the face, that big penalty, that 15-yard penalty early in the game.
Oh, that killed the drive. You had to
right.
settle for a field goal.
Well, what you did is you pulled Chase Young inside into a three technique. Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, pulls Chase Young into a three technique. He's not rushing the edge anymore. All of a sudden, he's on Matthew Bergeron and giving Matthew Bergeron fits. And the reason you do that in particular is, like Kirk says, you leave all five guys kind of on an island. And when you do that, Ryan Neusel now has no help on either side because those guards have three techniques over them and they have to have their own one-on-one matchups. And I know that they were trying to attack Ryan Neusel in those situations, and you bring an edge rusher on Jake Matthews off the blitz off the edge. So I thought it was a great game plan by Joe Woods. It's just that Atlanta's offensive line played pretty well.
What's with the Neusel the penalty calls on moving the ball. I've never seen that. And the second time, he didn't do it.
I said it multiple times on the post game yesterday, Rob. I've never seen that. So there is a small trick of the trade when you are an offensive lineman and a center and you're in a short yarded situation that when you stand over the ball, you kind of roll it, you get the laces up, and you kind of put it out in front of you, right? And you might gain, I don't know, 3-4 inches right there, just in terms of you know, grabbing the ball. I've never seen that called. As long as I've known that that probably happens, and I'm not talking about you give yourself half a yard or whatever, he might have moved it forward 2 inches. And they're like, well, false start, he moved the ball forward, and that takes you out of a situation where you're going to be aggressive and go for it. So I've never seen that called, and the second time they called it, I still have no idea
what they were talking about. How could that affect him going forward, though? That's going to be in his head, I think,
no,
for Thursday.
I have no idea what they were talking about. It goes back to, this happened, you might remember this, Bo. It happened one time where Joe Holly was actually doing head bobs as a cadence on the road, and they called him for false starts. And it was like, dude, every center in the league does a freaking head bob. Well, how can you possibly call him for a false start?
I actually thought that's what they called on Newsle the first time, because I never saw him move the ball, but I saw his head turn, and he looked to Lindstrom, and his head turns, and that's what I thought that they called the first time. I don't know. I thought that officiating crew at times was just brutally bad. And look, you can say that every week, I think, in the NFL. But at one point in time, the Saints had been called for no penalties when they were as penalized as many times as us. Both of these teams were even as penalized teams. When both teams come into a game and they have a standard out of three games in, they've been penalized so many times, and they're through a half and they've been penalized no times or almost through a half, then that means it kind of questions what's going on. I did think that I thought Ryan Newsle played actually really well yesterday, and I thought he played much better yesterday than he did when he came in for Drew Dahlman against the Chiefs. Now, let me tell you something. We can sit here and talk about what the Falcons' offense hasn't been. They have not had it easy going defensively. They have played the Steelers' defense, which is a top-five defense. They have played the Eagles' defense, which yesterday it didn't look very well for them, but they have been a good defense. They have played the Chiefs' defense, which is getting after the quarterback better than any other team in the league right now as far as hitting them.
Well, the Chargers only scored 10 points on them.
Yeah. And then you look at the Saints' defense, who came in with the fifth-best scoring defense, only allowing 14 points a game. So it's not been easy sledding. You got to remember, too, they took a touchdown off the board for us, which I thought was a ticky-tack call, and Jake Matthews a holding call.
Awful.
Bijan would have scored. That would have basically really put a dagger in them at one point. It made it a 10-point ball game when they weren't scoring points. But I thought the running backs, you know, Mike, you said earlier that the defensive secondary is the strength of this team, a position group. I think number two, you can make an argument, could be the running backs, because yesterday was one of those games where styles makes fights, and this is a defense that has been really good. They're eighth best rushing defense in the league coming in after three games. But it was tough sledding for Bijan. Remember, he's banged up. I thought he had a block early in the game in pass pro that was as good as it gets, and I wonder if that aggravated it. But Tyler Algier, it's a third and long, and you swing it out to him, and he puts his foot in the dirt, makes one cut, and then he starts to go, and he hits Alante Taylor. Alante Taylor was hit so hard, they had to evaluate him for a possible concussion. He did return, but he dropped Alante Taylor to his knees and got more than the first down, and all of a sudden, here comes the Tyler Algier train, which you love to see. Freaking love the way he runs most days. And then you get down there in the red area, and it's second and two, and you throw it twice, and it kills the drive. And I didn't like that play calling.
I didn't either.
But Tyler Algier was the guy you needed yesterday to step up on the offensive side, and I thought he did.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, those plays that are in the flat where you have to make somebody miss and pick up yardage, to me, guys, and we've talked so much about third down with this team, to me, those are going to be the keys to third down moving forward. If you can get the ball to Algier or Bijan or even Ray or possibly even Darnell Mooney in the flat and make a guy miss and get up the field for 8 yards, if Drake London and Kyle Pitts and everybody else are being doubled or whatever else and taking the top off the defense, those underneath routes where you have to pick up 5 or 6 yards with your legs, that's going to be the key for this offense moving forward.